The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network. Welcome to Guardian Radio AM, and it's May 12th. It is a little after 11 a.m., and I am C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host today. Today is an open line show, my first open line show, and I'm prepared to entertain any calls that you have for today, whatever is on your mind. Today, I still want to talk about the brutal destruction of 500 acres of crown land in our protected pine forest. Also, I would like to basically extend condolences to the family of the three tourists that died in Exuma. And I also would like to pray and extend best wishes to the lady who is actually in hospital. Wish her a speedy recovery. And may our Lord be with her and give her strength. Okay, yesterday, just as a topic of conversation, yesterday the Commissioner of Police had an excellent press conference regarding this issue. He went in full detail. He was amicable, approachable, and he entertained local and international press. And I would like to commend him for an excellent job that he and Mr. Peters, Officer Peters, did, right? Also, as a topic of conversation, Rodney Monker was inside the news, and I have a clip for that. And if Kirk has that up, he can play that now so we can have a discussion on that. And for as a point of interest, following the conversation I had yesterday about the 500 acres of Crown land being destroyed, two persons were detained, apparently, at least according to the COI leader and his followers. They said that two of their members were detained. They used the word illegally detained. You know, they tend to use inflammatory verbiage by police officers, and they claiming to be victimized, right? And I'll talk later about that, too. But if I get that Rodney Monker clip to be played right now, so I could do some commentary on that and what exactly I think of Mr. Monker.
The one-time member of Parliament hopeful and former senator turned talk show host, addressing the criticism weeks after it was revealed he was hired by the Ministry of National Security as a consultant on crime.
I think they're not saved, they're not sanctified, and they're not full of the Holy Ghost. See, I'm an uneducated man among educated people who are dumb. So they run on, and then they don't know what they're saying. And the problem is, they wouldn't come and speak to me.
Monker was asked about his qualifications for the post and exactly when he was hired. This was his response.
I've been working for the country before you were born. So you can say I was working for national security before you were born. I've been working before the PLP came to power, and I've been working since they came to power.
Former Prime Minister Dr. Hubert Minnis raised the issue in the House of Assembly in April and questioned if Moncur was making a $60,000 a year salary with benefits. Both the National Security Minister and Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis have defended Moncur's hire. Prime Minister Davis has said it is not a conflict of interest, despite the fact that Monroe appeared on Moncur's show as a recurring co-host for months when the PLP was in opposition. Moncur agrees. As for what he hopes to achieve in his new post,
I want to tell young people to say no to drugs. I want young people to stop smoking dope. I want young people to stop abusing cocaine. I want young people to be like me. I'm 65 and I've never smoked dope in my life. I'm 65 and I got one wife and three Negro children and two grandchildren.
Reporting for R News, I'm Jasmine Brown.
I am 65 and I have one wife and three Negro children. And I never smoked dope. You see the disconnect? I wonder if Rodney Moncur is aware of who he is trying to connect with. We in the inner city have inner city issues, and we need someone who can actually relate to us and to explain their story and connect with our story. Not coming from a high point where they look down at us, right? I don't encourage any young person to smoke dope either, but I try not to be judgmental about it, right? I'm trying to give them avenues on what to do, where to go, and how to be a success in life. And I find it entertaining. I laughed until I squawked that Rodney Moncur would say that people aren't saved. You know, they sinners. You know, he's talking about members of parliament, by the way. And I smile because I have Mr. Moncur as entertainment. The majority of the Bahamas has Mr. Moncur as entertainment. What he is good for is laughs. I enjoy his commentary about Negroes and Caucasians and how he's the leader of the women them, and that women must sit down in the back and listen to their man. I even enjoy the commentary about his cure for breast cancer, that women should not allow men who smoke to suckle their breasts. I laugh at that. And I'm sure that in his new position that he has, an interrupter of crime, I shall laugh too. I shall laugh them belly laugh and say, Lord, look what they have done to us. But already I have a text from, because it's an open line, it says, great show as usual. Since it's an open line, let me take full advantage of this question. Because the spike in COVID cases, we have four major schools closed. How do you think the country cases will be looking in the next 2 months? Now, I notice the schools. I see St. Augustine's College sent out a letter. I see St. Anne's School sent out a letter. And I see Queen's College sent out a letter. There are three private schools, some of the leading private schools, that has closed their doors and returned to virtual education. I also see a government school. I don't want to call the government school name, but it's a primary school. And I forget the name, so I won't call it to have people call it and say, oh, you called the wrong school name. But they also closed because of over case or issue there. And clearly, it seems as if we are going through a fourth wave, maybe. So, but definitely, I have confidence in the Ministry of Health. They seem to be ahead of this situation. And again, we see that private schools is seemingly ahead of the public schools. Queen's College make a statement saying that they are preparing for their BGCSE and their BJCs, and they don't want nobody to interrupt that, nothing to interrupt that. So we sending everybody home and tell them, stay safe. You know, I see St. Anne's, their principal, communicating like crazy, sending emails and texts to parents and giving detail about their protocol. I mean, impressive. What St. Anne's is doing in terms of the policies and procedures they have implemented in the school. I see St. Augustine's also raised some concerns about their protocol and say, hey, an abundance of safety. They will implement some things. So that's something I have no problem talking about, right? I see Grand Bahama has some great news. You know, I see that today, the Carnival Cruise port has their groundbreaking ceremony, and I'm excited about that. And I also see the sale of the Grand Lucaya Resort. You know, that hotel has been closed from 2016 when the storm mashed up Grand Bahama, right? And a number of persons has that hotel as the anchor project. You know, that will be the impetus for development and excitement in Grand Bahama. So I'm kind of excited about that. Kirk, do I have a call on the line? I see the phone blinking, just making sure. Let me, if it's true, just pass them through. And I'll be happy to entertain them. Go ahead, caller. Caller, you're on air.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. This is open line today. Good. Speak your mind.
Good. And Kirk, could take it a little further. To save a lot of people's lives and everything.
I'm sorry, sorry, I didn't hear you.
No smoking cigarettes, no drinking alcohol, no drugs, no sex, if you could, brain until at least close to your marriage. Because all those four things, you've had people become billionaires off of stuff that has killed millions of people in the world.
Okay, Cole, I appreciate that. And thanks very much for the advice. Definitely. I say, great show as usual. We really need to do something about our driving skills because every day we see more ridiculous accidents. Did you see the car on the lamp pole? I saw how the car grew wings and fly up on that lamp pole. I pray that no one was hurting that. More, I think the more traffic police need to be on the scene on the roads to monitor people driving behaviors. And we know we do have a shortage of police officers. And then we do also know that all police officers are supposed to be traffic cops also. And definitely we do need more defense force officers and more police force officers. And hopefully in the immediate future, that will happen. I see trending on social media, there is another teenage fight, school fight. I'm not sure why adults find pleasure in sharing these videos, right? I know when I was in school and I happened to attend a private school, that would be Nameless, a good private school too, high end, right? We had fights all the time. This is what school children do until they learn how to have conflict resolutions and stuff like that, right? But thank God we didn't have camera phones back then to record because we did some mischievous things, some shameful things, things that I believe that the teenagers are doing now, right? But it didn't become a big deal because we had strong principals back then and strong teachers who would have brought you in and say, hey, straighten up and fly right. But now we have a protocol that teachers no longer interrupt fights. Security officers are there to protect the premises, but they do not interrupt fights, right? So the fight just must go on. We just record it and watch, right? They now want to bring in police officers and give them two. I'm not sure if you know how big these government schools are. Two police officers ain't gonna cut it. Because if one fight is at the back of the school and the police officer is stationed at the front of the school, it can take about 5 to 10 minutes before he reached the part of the fight whilst everyone watched and record. Right? And I heard even some people suggesting that we have a whole team, 20 police officers patrolling one school. Ridiculous. We don't even have enough police officers to even patrol our streets. But I digress. I see we have another caller there. Go ahead, Kirk. Let's patch them through. Go ahead, caller. You are on Guardian Radio in the AM.
Good day, CA. How you doing, man?
Hey, fabulous, you know, right? During my open line show, so I'm kind of excited about that to see who I'm calling.
Awesome. This is Lincoln Bean.
Hey, Mr. Bean. I thought we banned you on Guardian. But never mind. Go ahead. No, I digress. No, go ahead.
No, you can't ban me because we friends.
No, we cool. Yeah, but don't get me in trouble. I have this gig, right?
No, I
and
won't.
I need to keep this for a little while. Go ahead.
No, I heard, I got a bunch of calls where people were saying that you were talking about me.
I talk about you all the time.
I know. Using inflammatory language. And
you
that
do
kind of
use
stuff
inflammatory
as it relates
language
to false arrest and stuff.
No, I'm saying,
let's
have a conversation. I saw that you had a live at 8, and you were explaining that a police officer, Mr. Carroll, would detain two of your COI members who were farmers.
No, they're actually not COI members. Neither of them are COI members.
Are they on
and
your farm?
I don't understand why the media keeps doing that. The media keeps, when we have a protest, whatever, they would say it's COI members. No, We are out there as Bahamians. In fact, we met persons there, PLPs, PLP generals who campaigned with the PLP is who invited me and Maria in the back there. This is not a COI initiative. This is an initiative of Bahamians trying to own our tribe members.
So these were just Bahamians who happened to be farming on the farm you cleared?
Yeah, they happened to be on the farm at that time. They frequent the farm. They're there every day.
And they're just for clarification,
people who actually have been stopping the illegal immigrants from burning the forest. They've done quite a bit of that in the last week, especially.
I'm speaking to COI leader Lincoln Bean, and I'm just trying to clear this up. Do you know who cleared the 500 acres?
No, I can't tell you. There's no individual person who cleared all of the 500 acres.
It's a group
acres.
Of people with trackers.
There are different persons who don't even know each other. Who started doing stuff in the back there. A lot of it was done by illegal immigrants. Some of it was done by Bahamians. Some was done to clear down, to get fill and stuff. The government knows about that. And so there's a lot of different persons. So I don't know.
So you're saying that 500 acres
I don't
is
know
the...
it to be 500 acres.
Oh, you don't know. But well, the official says 500 acres, and I go in with the
remember,
officials.
First they had said it was 340.
What, 300, 500? 300 and 500, that's close, eh?
No, that's not close.
That's not close?
Okay. No.
Okay, but okay. Since I have you on the line, tell me what is this initiative you're trying to do? I see that someone illegally has cleared out Crown land and they want to farm. They decided not to go to the proper protocol and ask permission and wait for the 2-3 years that normally persons do, right? And they have destroyed the pine forest and the water table and the well fields at the back there. And the forestry people are concerned, right? And flippantly, the members who are there or the persons there who are there say, man, I don't care what you say in forestry people. We doing what we want to.
Yeah, you said an inflammatory word just now, illegally. And see, a lot of people don't understand land law. And I spent a whole life talking about land law. I don't know if you watched that one. And I actually read from the law. And land is considered too valuable to be left unused in law. This is the most important part of land law. And so it actually, I read it out from the UK.gov. Where it says that a person who owns land and leaves it unused is actually doing a wrong to society. And that is why you have something called adverse possession, also known as
squatter's
right.
So you anti-carbon carbon credits? Because carbon credits, they're paying us to leave the mangroves alone and leave the
not
pine forest.
Anything yet. We're not
I mean,
a part of
but that's
credits.
What it's about.
We could jump onto that in a minute, but I just wanted to finish answering the question that you asked.
Go ahead.
All right? The way there was a defense force officer who recently you saw the court case in Coral Harbor. His neighbor had bought a piece of property next to him, and the neighbor left it vacant. And what he did was he planted a couple of trees on it, and every so often he would clear it down. After a few years, he went to court, and the court said, okay, you get to take your neighbor's property. The neighbor paid for that. The neighbor owned that. The court didn't say, oh, you were trespassing on the neighbor's property. You were doing something illegal. You are a criminal. The court did not say that because that's not how land law works. If you do not use your property, someone else can take it from you. That is the law of the land. That is not anything illegal. It's called adverse possession, which is a part of law. And so for these words to be used by the media or illegally clearing, how do you possess land if you don't clear it? And the rules of adverse possession, which I read on my live, I read the law, not my opinion. People are spewing opinions out there and not reading the law. It says that you must possess the land with an intention to possess it, not necessarily to own it. They're two different things.
I see you trying to possess 500 acres. I noticed that, the 500 acres you're trying to possess. Are you there? Oh, well. I enjoyed the conversation. I'm not sure what happened there. But I have a number of other comments and situations happened to the news that I find entertaining. Not even necessarily entertaining, concerning. Like, there is an increase in sexual assault, and I'm concerned about that. I see a lady was exercising, right, early in the morning, and she was a victim of sexual assault. And I'm concerned. Clearly, we need to create a program where women can be safe as they exercise. Perhaps there needs to be more patrol by police officers. Perhaps there needs to be more lighting. Perhaps there needs to be a group buddy system when they do walk. But we need to support our women. And I am utterly concerned that Bohemian women can't just exercise early in the morning, that they have to be guarded. Even in terms of laws of having tasers, I think it's still illegal to have tasers. Surely a woman should be able to protect herself and have a taser to shock the hell out of people who are trying to molest them on the streets. These are conversations that we need to have, right? Do I have another caller, Kirk, or is that blank? I do? Go ahead, caller. What you have on your mind?
How are you this morning?
I'm doing well, man.
Let me ask you a quick question. Do you remember sometime last year during the summer when two persons were arrested on that same portion of land and brought before the courts?
No, I'm not familiar with it, but go ahead.
Yes, well, if you go back and check the news, they will be able to, the news station, they will be able to pull up the clip for you. A lady and a gentleman were charged before the court for the same portion of land, and then the then government put up sign posting that no trespassing on government's land.
Interesting.
Hello?
I'm here. Go ahead, call. I'm listening to what you said.
What Lincoln Bean is actually talking is a bunch of bull, okay? Because they know better than what they're doing, okay? You cannot possess a land that's already possessed.
They have a word for that, though, but I can't say the word with sour tea.
Let me say something to you, Mr. Nuri. Are you familiar with J. Henry Bostwick? Are you and him collaborable?
Yes.
Okay. Ask Mr. J. Henry Bostwick about that same portion of land from Bacardi Road Park going west. Mm-hmm. Ask him the details and that he could give you the full story on that particular land, because he knows the story, okay?
Okay, we may have a discussion on that, just to have a full embodiment of what is happening. Like I said, I am not comfortable with Bohemians claiming land for themselves, which is, belongs to the general public and the government's custodian of. I call that kind of thieving, you know? I just can't condone it. I just can't condone it. But thank you very much, caller, for that. Morning. Why the VAT legislation wasn't passed in the Senate? Is VAT legal by law? Of course VAT legal by law. And we paying it. I pay 10%. So definitely VAT legal by law, right? So what about the land they use as a dump after the storm? What about it? I don't understand what you're talking about. And are you talking about the vacant land by the sports center? I'm not sure what you're talking about, Texter. My brother, I don't even go out to exercise too early, bro. It ain't just women. People need protection and ways to protect themselves in general, a.k.a. tasers, concealed handguns. Definitely, there needs to be a lobby group to lobby the Commissioner of Police to make sure that, particularly our women, particularly our children, particularly Bohemians in general, to protect themselves whilst they exercise, whilst they free to roam. These are some sinister times, and we need to start considering ways that people can protect themselves. Kirk, do we have another caller there? If we do have a caller, just pass him through.
Hello.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Yeah, man, we have an open line today.
Yeah, open mind. You know, I wanted to make some quick comments, but you know, the British actually, that is what colonization was. Under the Latin term, terra nullius, meaning land belonging to no one. So the whole world was stolen. So this is why it's good to know history, so everything wouldn't be a mystery. Firstly, I could agree with the sentiments of Mr. Lincoln being, and I could appreciate what he's trying to achieve, but I guess the way in which he's doing it. But all he is really exposing to me is the fact that these colonial laws, I don't know if it's the Quiet Entitlements Act or whatever, but I call it Quiet Entitlements Act, because when someone already bought a land, stamped tax it and paid for it, and you could go on it and use it and then repossess it. I don't know. That's a senseless paradigm to me. But I wanted to make another quick comment. Two more quick comments. The first is, I don't know if the government or you or anybody familiar with the debt for nature swap, right? In which a developed country, a debt is exchanged for investments and conservation and educating the people on conservancy. And so that is something that is, I think the Seychelles are successful in doing it. So they're talking about carbon credits, but the debt for nature swap is something that they should be looking into also. You know what I mean? I don't know if they're familiar with it, but this is out for years. And also, I wanted to comment on something that Mr. Monker said in his listening to the read thing that you played the initial part of your show. The thing is, I appreciate Mr. Monker and I respect him, right? But he sounds condescending. The fact that you've never smoked weed doesn't matter. It doesn't. You're not more holy than anybody else. The fact that you what I'm saying is, it's good to be moral, right? But those are social constructs. Kamala Harris, George Bush, Obama, all of them admitted to smoking weed. George Bush said he didn't inhale it. I don't know what kind of paradigm that is. But this is what I'm saying, in other words. And by telling people they're not saved, you know, I want to know what he is saved from, or what anybody saved from. You know, I haven't seen anybody come up from the dead and tell nobody anything about the other life. We only could hope and believe in it. But you're not saved from anything. Nobody's saved from nothing, because we are all subject to what's going on in the world right now. And when we die, then we will know if we are saved. We're not holier than thou or anybody else. I don't care what you have done in this life. There's forgiveness. So that was kind of a foolish narrative that he was running. It sounds senseless to me. It's condescending at best, you know, especially for the ghetto youth. You know what I mean? Not smoking weed doesn't make you better than anybody else, because I know people who smoke weed. There's millionaires now. Bless up.
I appreciate that, caller. And I just want to remind that Rodney Monker is Catholic. Being saved is a Protestant thing. So I'm not sure if he can be saved, right? Because that's Pentecostal type talk. You know, I'm not sure how these... Right now, we have Pentecostals dropping all kind of Catholic cassock and Anglican cassock and clothes and thing. So this whole world mix up. I also would like to know, who are your three favorite MPs going on right now? I have three favorite MPs. Who has impressed me? And if you want to call in and mention who are your three favorite MPs and briefly explain why you think they are doing a good job, call in. I'd be happy to give comments on that too. Also, yesterday marks 42 years of the attack and sinking of the HMBS Flamingo, right? I'm happy that the Bahamas, the government, the people, the Defense Force, continue to commemorate this incident and continue to celebrate the four men who lost their lives. The service, they did the ultimate service to sacrifice to the Bahamas. But none of them, the four men, have been made national heroes yet. Right? And if they have, you tell me, because I'm not aware of it. And I believe that this year, and I'm sure the PLP government is listening to me, and that they should make those four men national heroes. I have another caller. Go ahead, Kirk. Put the passion through. Caller, you on air.
Good morning, CA.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, I actually looked at And let's see with Monker. I think Monker was trying to say...
Oh, use an interpreter of Monker. I appreciate that. Go ahead.
Well, he is my friend.
Okay.
And I don't hide from that. When he was down, I helped him, as I help and try to help all Bahamians, because I love my Bahamian people. You do too, right?
Is that a rhetorical question, or are you just trying to beat me?
No, I just was seeing if you would, like me, you love the Bahamian people.
Well, I have the type of money you have. I saw the money that you donated to the inner city. And I have seen you in my old neighborhood donating food supplies and cases. I know I went there with my plastic bag with four cans of corned beef, and you came there with a truckload. But my sacrifice is different from your sacrifice, because you have money. I like that big business you have there. But I'd like to say that I appreciate you still.
But you love all of our Bahamian people, as I do.
Okay.
And I try to help where I can help. You see, because if you can't say that you love my people, then we have a little problem. Now, with Mr. Monker, and he could call you and correct me, but I'm thinking that he's wishing the same for our people, that we have a steady head so we can do well. But he will have to come and tell you that. That's only my opinion. Now, Mr. Bain, love him or not, think about what happened 5 generations ago, 300 years ago in Abaco. My family would have come to the Bahamas. One side of my family, the other came from Eleuthera 400 years ago. They would have come from the Carolinas, Virginia, Carolina, Atlanta, down to Jacksonville and to the Bahamas, where they would have occupied some land in Abaco, and they would have worked it. They would have cut pine trees to build the first, besides the Indians that were here.
Speed it up, Grandma. Speed it up.
Let me speed it up. They occupied the land, and then they told the queen that they wanted not a lease, but ownership of the land. She told them it was under consideration, and they received the land. It did not say that they were not allowed to work the land. So if we look at what the good people, not Mr. Bain, but the people, the Bahamians, and I want to tell you, I'd like a piece of that for myself. They would have occupied the land. They did cut a tree but they are planting multiple more trees, and Mr. Bain and those Bahamians can actually get carbon credits out of Chicago because they're mitigating more carbon than the one tree they cut was doing. So we have to look at it from that side. So I agree with a Bahamian being able, like my ancestors, and if you want to bring race into it, were able to get a piece of crown land to not only farm and sustain themselves, to actually build a house on, to code. Wait, because other people come to our country and they get the land, but they may not be legal, but their children were born here and will apply for citizenship, and they, upon 18, can apply for the crown land. And if it is good for them, why is it not good for our people? Do you not want to see our people benefit the same as other people entering our country? That was the question someone asked.
I appreciate you, Graham. Thanks very much for the call.
Yeah, cut me.
No, I cut me. I got your point. I appreciate it. You know, I only have 45 minutes on the show, and you're trying to take up the whole 20-odd minutes, so I got to cut you so I can talk. You know, money got to make. I appreciate that, though. But I would at least say I appreciate the activists and the bloggers who out there who record stuff and put it out there on social media to hold our government accountable, to inform and educate the public on what's happening. I want to commend Kai. What Kai's last name in Abaco? I forgot. Mr. Kai, the taxi driver. Sometimes he's irked me. Sometimes I think what he says is unfortunate and inappropriate. But I every so often he gives a nugget where I can appreciate where the government who in power is able to respond and correct. So I wanted to say that. And if he has any videos of what's happening in the farm right now, I'll appreciate it. But do we have another caller there, Kirk? Good morning, caller.
Hello, Mr. Dury.
Yeah, man.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well.
Yeah, I was listening to a report when you first came on that the reporter made a statement. And she said that one-time member of parliament and senator, Mr. Munka was never a member of parliament.
Thanks for the correction. You are right.
Pardon?
You are right. I know he was charged for sedition twice.
I almost got knocked down trying to get to you to call you to straighten that out because the reporters need to speak the truth.
Yes, yes, yes. I think it was a slip of tongue, you know.
No, don't slip tongue because when people hear things, because if I didn't hear it and somebody had told me it, I would have believed it, but I hear it for myself. That's why I try to figure out where this thing come from but member of parliament.
He was a senator, served as an independent senator.
He was
a senator
for a couple of days.
Weeks.
With Reverend Butler Turner. And another thing with Lincoln. Lincoln needs to slow down. If you want to be leader of this country, you can't be doing things because when you become leader, people are going to do things to you and you ain't going to like it. So he needs to learn to obey the law and go and speak to the prime minister, whoever you want to speak to, lands and say, wait. But he knows who cleared down those lands. I don't care what he said. He knows. But we need to put these people who've broken the law in prison. Because I can't do it to nobody else, and I don't expect him to go and entice people to do the same thing. Okay?
I appreciate you calling.
Anyway, you have a nice one.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it. Mind you, I appreciate Lincoln being in it. I call him friend. I personally would not have a conversation with him because I know he could record it and then play it again. But when I think I'm being frisky and I don't really care about the conversation being recorded, I'm willing to entertain him, right? But I appreciate what he's trying to do in holding the government accountable. However, the way he's going about it, I can't condone. Now, I know you have political aspirations, you know, like Rodney Monka, like Omar Archer, Lincoln Bean has been in almost every political party in the Bahamas, and it's good. And now he is the leader of a group of men and women who wants a better Bahamas, and I appreciate that, right? But I ain't condoning no illegal activity, and I can hold him in account, and I would chastise him as much as I can, you know? So I just want to put it out there. I'm mad at him. I just say, we are different spectrums at this present time. Go ahead, Kirk. Any more calls there?
Yes. I called it into this dark universe along with you, Nuri.
Let there be light.
Through Christ.
Amen. Christ is light.
Graham is an honest person. Also, what I want to say, right? A couple of things. One, you talked about taser for the ladies, right? Satan people.
I say taser the reapers. That's what I said. Lash them.
Say it again.
I say taser them.
The thing is, who gonna protect the handicapped people? The handicaps are not getting any protection, and they don't want to give the handicapped taser. I understood, or a pistol, and that is wrong. Okay. Other point is, those lawyers gotta get themselves in a decent manner. Here it is. A lot of them, of course. Here it is. People buy their property, right? And other people squatting on people's land what they had bought. And you got to spend all kind of money to a lawyer, right, to get them off. And lawyers take the time they want to take if they ever get to it. And that's indecent. But when it comes to general land what belongs to all of the people, you know what I'm saying? You could hear all kind of lips about it. This country is just a wicked country.
We wicked. Take that back. Yeah, you can't be calling us wicked. I'm a God-fearing man, you know? What are you talking about? Wicked. Anyway, also, before I get the next caller, anyone notice that there is a proliferation of women, Bahamian women, being arrested for marrying fake marriages. That's what they call it, fake marriages. Apparently, $1,500 is the going rate. I haven't heard any Bahamian men have been arrested in general. But there's a number of Bahamian women who are being beguiled by the snakes, right, to eat the fruit and marry persons for money in order for them to get citizenship and access to what it is that is Bahamian, the rights of Bahamian. And I'm kind of concerned with that. I mean, what would encourage a woman to say, hey, I can marry you, you know. I need $1,500. $1,500 ain't much to me to be married to someone to give my name to. You know, that's kind of odd. But if you want to join in this conversation today to talk about an open line today, the phone number today is 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259, right? Or you go with texting, right? And the number there is 422-4796. We're about to take a commercial break, brief commercial break right now, and we'll be right back on the other side to talk more things that is in the news, more pressing things that is on your mind, concerns that you want to flesh out and voice out, things that you want me to give my opinion on. So I'm calling on the next side.
The city of Miami is waiting for you, and IslandPay wants to take you there. Yes, you heard that correctly. IslandPay is giving away 5 priceless trips to Miami for 2 people just for using your MasterCard prepaid card. Every $30 you spend gets you a chance to win. Whether it's on groceries, gas, diapers, clothes, gifts, online, and others, it's all counting and getting you closer to an unforgettable experience in Miami. Don't have an IslandPay MasterCard yet? No problem. Get yours today. And IslandPay will give you $15 back. IslandPay, a better way to pay, a better way to win. Promotion running March 21st to May 18th, 2022. Conditions apply. Visit islandpay.com to learn more.
The most important thing in life is family. And whenever you need reliable advice, you look to the people you know you can trust. At J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, we earn our clients' trust every day. Whether it's home, motor, travel, or commercial insurance, we've got you covered. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The government has accepted Electra's purchase offer for the Grand Lucayan Resort of $100 million.
This celebration, years in the making. The massive damage from Hurricane Matthew in 2016 forced the hotel to close. In 2018, the Free National Movement's government, in a controversial move, bought it from the owners. The purchase deal on the table was canceled in late 2021 by this administration. But today, Tourism Minister Chester Cooper telling Grand Bahamians, the new property owners, Electra America Hospitality Group, hopes to transform it into an environmentally sustainable luxury resort.
Electra has committed to a luxury lifestyle hotel with approximately 200 rooms and 24 villas. That would be the Lighthouse Point Resort. Electra will also open an upscale convention hotel with more than 500 rooms that will cater to groups and the convention market. An all-suite family resort with more than 200 condo hotel-style suites is also planned for the property. A refurbished golf course.
The first order of business for the new owners is to keep the Grand Lucayan name while rebranding the property. CEO of Electra, Urban Russell.
We saw this as a very unique opportunity in a world-class location to create energy and to revive a community that has been so ravaged over recent years. So we are very, very pleased and humbled to be chosen for this amazing opportunity.
Now, currently, Lighthouse Point is the only part of the property that is opened. However, over the next 3 years, residents can expect a phased redevelopment approach. During this construction phase, some 2,000 persons are expected to be employed. Once the resort is fully opened, there will be 1,000 permanent jobs available to Bahamians.
The agreement is subject to a 60-day due diligence period with closing no later than 120 days. We expect this deal to be completed by this summer.
Excellent news for Grand Bahama. I am excited. You know when you're so excited that you get teary-eyed? This is great news for that island who has been battled for a long period of time. I pray that it's a jump start. I'm a little flustered that it's going to take 3 years, but at least we get 2,000 construction jobs. I guess that's a start for now. I'm hoping that this goes by quickly and smoothly. I see there's 1,000 permanent jobs at the end of it. I'm not familiar with this particular group that is investing in the Bahamas for this hotel, but it seems as if they're going to be a high-end luxury resort. I think that the brand of the Bahamas is actually high-end and luxury, and I think Grand Bahama needs that. So I'm kind of excited about that. I see I have a text here. Hi, CA. My three favorite MPs are Chester Cooper, Alfred Sayers, Clay Sweeten, and for a bonus, Mario Boleg. It's a good list. This is a good list. Out of your list of four, I think I have one of these people on my three favorite persons. But call in and tell me who's your favorite persons, and I'll be happy to read that or we have some commentary on that, right? I'm kind of excited about that. I'm trying to see what else inside the news. I have some texts about Rodney Munker saying that, hi, Mr. Nuri, what you fail to realize is that Mr. Munker is a jack of all trades. He does his show, have fun doing it. He's very versatile, in case you didn't know. he is going to do well. He deserves his car and $60,000 and an office. Everybody make up their own narrative. They give the gentleman an office too. But if you get that, God bless him. I'm not going to fault any man for their benefits and their blessings, right? So a great show as usual. The shipping containers are doubling in price. So the prices for food and building materials will skyrocket. So they're kind to sound the alarm for that. I'm not sure if you noticed that gas price is almost $7. And there's no cry. No, behemoths are prepared to pay whatever it is in order to drive. Just road. We love the road. And no matter if the gas go up to $10, we will pay it and we will not complain. Other jurisdiction and thing, they rioting and breaking up things and pushing. I saw one where this Belize, I think it was, they pushed the MP's cars over into the river. And I said, man, if you do that, we got to buy the cars back. That don't make no sense. But they are voicing their frustration on the increase in prices. I see I have a text saying, what do we think about the increase on bread basket items? It is what it is. I kind of vexed that corned beef going up. You know, I like my corned beef. You know, that bully beef and fried plantain and things go well. But it is what it is. But I see it's 11:58. I have like 2 minutes to go. And let me read the last one of Texas, which says, CA, we are rich and the Caribbean is jealous. That sounds like Graham Weatherford, but he wouldn't say that we're the Caribbean. So I definitely, that's not him, because he sincerely believes that we're not a part of that. Let's see, this last text would be, Mr. Monker was a member of Parliament. There are two parts of Parliament, an upper house where members are appointed and a lower house which the members are elected. Both houses makes up the Parliament. Let's see, there you go. And the news reporter actually said he was the member of Parliament hopeful, actually. But I enjoy this open mic. I need to have one or two more of these. This was very fun and entertaining for me. My name is C.A. Nuri. I was your host today on Guardian Radio in the AM. Thank you very much for tuning in and listening to me. We have Juan McCartney next, and I shall be on tomorrow. Tomorrow, I have my guest, Valentino Scrooge Brown. We're going to continue that conversation, and I see you tomorrow. God bless.